Shabbos Perek Yutes Mishnah Vav 19:6. This is the last Mishnah of the Perek that deals with Bris Milah, and this Mishnah is not necessary for the squeamish. So have a seat if you're a little bit squeamish, and it's a little graphic. We're going to go through it here: the mitzvah of Bris Milah and the essential components. So, just big picture, Bris Milah essentially involves three steps, essential steps. Two of them are actually, like, I'll call them surgical, and then there's the drawing of the blood. So the first of the two surgical steps for kosher circumcision is the milah itself. That's the removal of the foreskin at the end of the male reproductive organ, the penis. There is skin. There's a skin that covers it, and the mitzvah is to cut away that skin to expose the end of the penis. That's called circumcision. The way I always illustrate it, you can't see it, but I'll describe it to you, is if you imagine taking your shirt sleeve, undo the button over here, I'll do it as I'm talking to you through it, and if you just push down your shirt sleeve to cover your hand, you kind of have like the hand beneath, and then underneath, then on top of it, you have the shirt sleeve. Okay, so that shirt sleeve is excess skin. In the event that the arm gets outstretched, like when it's erect, penis, so then the hand will come out and be exposed, but when it's relaxed, or when you push down on the skin, meaning the shirt sleeve, it'll be covered up again. So that excess skin gets cut away. That's the milah. And it has to be cut away to expose the whole, from the ridge that goes around the penis, the corona, to the end, meaning away from the body. So it has to be exposed. So that's the first step, milah. You cut it off. And then there's a second step, which is called priya. Beneath the skin, the foreskin, there is like a membrane, a coronal membrane, like the corona of the penis, the tip has extra skin, and that's going to essentially be split, either with a fingernail or with a probe, and then rolled back, peeled back, and left to heal once it's been rolled back, so that it stays, everything stays back, and nothing covers the head of the penis at any time, even when it's flaccid. So those are the two essential steps of the circumcision process, and then there's the third step, which is the matzitza, the drawing of blood. Okay, that's not our topic right now. So the question our mission wants to discuss is how much of that skin, the foreskin, must be removed to be considered a kosher bris milah. Now, l'chadchila, a person is supposed to, the moel is supposed to remove, whoever is doing the circumcision, is supposed to remove all of the skin entirely. If some skin tags are left behind, tits and skin tags are left behind, so he should fix it up and remove all those skin tags. The reason why it's coming here in our mission, our parak here, is the trick is if the whole time that the moel is doing the bris procedure, so he can do what he has to do. But if he removes his hands from it and it's over. Upon reflection, we see that the bris wasn't the circumcision, the removal of the milah of the foreskin wasn't done fully, but it was done at least enough to be yotzi b'dieved. He would not be allowed to go back a second time and fix up removing more of the skin on Shabbos, because since it's Shabbos and you can't, it's not a mitzvah anymore, now he's yotzi b'dieved, he has to leave the skin on until later. But the whole, while he's in the middle of the process, he can remove everything he needs to, even on Shabbos, even if it's not, you don't stop midway. Okay, so that's the gist of our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says inside, Elu hein tzitzin hamakvin es amila. The following is what constitutes the skin tags, the excess skin of the foreskin that wasn't removed, hamakvin es amila, that would render the circumcision invalid. Basar hachofe es rov ha'atara. The atara, that's the end tip of the corona of the penis. So if it's the majority of the skin must be removed to be yotzi, if there's a majority of skin left over it, so then it's going to be ma'akev and you have to go back and do it a second time. Meaning, if the moel on Shabbos removed the majority but left the minority of skin tags on, so then he can't go back and fix it, because really his bris milah is b'dieved, it's his yotzi. If it would be not on Shabbos, he really should go back and fix it up then and there, not requiring like a second day of a second procedure on the child. Now, if a person had the circumcision done to him, but he didn't have the majority of the skin removed from the foreskin, or for that matter, if he didn't have the priadon and the membrane pulled back, he's not considered circumcised. And that being the case, ve'eno ochel betruma. If a person were a Kohen, so a Kohen, it's learned out from Pasuk that he cannot eat truma while if he's not circumcised. So this Kohen's not fully circumcised because he has the majority of the skin still there. He's not circumcised at all. And therefore, he may not eat truma, period. Vimhaya bal basar, new point here. If the child is very fat, bal basar, he's very corpulent, he's got a lot of extra flesh, very fleshy. So then, and the concern is that even after the foreskin flesh is removed, it looks as if the child hasn't been circumcised because there's still excess skin covering much of the organ, so you can't see it fully. So then, misaknu b'nei maris ayin. The proper thing to do is to fix the bris milah, meaning remove more skin, to the point that it looks like the child is indeed circumcised. Lahalacha, what we're talking about here is we're talking about when the penis is erect, then if there's still not enough skin to cover the tip, then it's okay. If it still is not fully exposed when erect, then more needs to be cut off. So that will be on the child also the same. That's the application of the child. So imhaya bal basar, misaknu b'nei maris ayin, he has to have extra flesh removed, so it shouldn't look like he was uncircumcised. Malvalo para esamila, if they did the mila, meaning they removed the circumcision, they did the remove the foreskin, velo para, but they didn't peel back the membrane beneath it. So esamila, ke'ila lo mal, it's as if he wasn't circumcised at all, it doesn't count, has to be done essentially again. To whatever extent possible, and whatever extent possible usually means, in terms of course, you can't cut skin a second time, it'll have to be fixed if the child was born without a foreskin with a tafas on brist, or if it's a convert with, again, a tafas on brist, drawing a drop of blood. In the case here, you'd have to peel back the membrane and roll it back so it heals in a way that the tip remains exposed.